Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get more muscular, leaner, healthier, faster at any age on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is December 5th, 2014. I just completed 4 days so far of my own personal vegan body transformation. Well, I guess you could say this is getting muscular and getting lean at the same time. So the last time I did something like this, I was trying to put on as much muscle as humanly possible, only focused on the muscle gain, not concerned one bit on how much fat I would gain or how much fat I would lose. This time, I'm going to take a slightly different approach because the goal this time is to be as shredded as humanly possible while also building as much muscle as possible. So again, I just finished 4 days. Absolutely nothing works on me anymore. Yesterday, I had a little dilemma. I'm trying to figure out what do I work out, what was left. And the only movements that I could do that didn't cause severe excruciating pain on me were incline chest presses, which I did. I did 12 sets of. And what was the other one? Oh, yeah, lat pull downs. Those are the only two movements. I did 12 sets of those as well, so 24 total sets. And today, I can say this. I can't reach my arm out. I can't reach for something that's more than 2 feet away from my body without the back of my body, especially my posterior deltoids, without them screaming at me in pain. And then same with my chest. Oh man, every time I clasp my hands together, I can feel my pecs. They're just in absolute pain. My legs, although they are improved, I can still barely walk on them. And I'm looking right now, I'm going through my body trying to figure out what can I exercise. There might be a potential today for me to be able to do a shoulder extension exercise, which if you've ever seen it, your arms are straight, you're going to stand up and you just grab onto a lat bar and you push it down to your thighs and then right back up to about shoulder level and then back down to your thighs. I might be able to do that. I won't know until I actually get there because my triceps are pretty fried and you're going to need your triceps for that one. And my wife mentioned, well, what about lower back stuff? And I said, oh, wow, you know what? You're right. My spinal erectors, they seem to be okay, but there's no way that I'm going to be able to do deadlifts. My legs are too dead, and the amount of back strength that I'm going to need, I'm not even going to be able to hold the bar. So that might be a great opportunity for me to use a lower back machine, which a lot of folks would be like, why would you ever use machines? Machines are They're dangerous. You can't go very heavy on them. They're not compound movements. You know, some of those things are true. But you want to know what machines are perfect for? Machines are perfect for situations where you're too sore or too injured to be able to do those compound lifts, picking up a bar from the ground, doing a deadlift. If you're too injured for that, a machine's perfect. In fact, that's what machines were designed for. You know, they were invented back in the late 1800s by German physical therapists for the application, for the whole purpose was for rehab. And today, those same machines have the same purpose. In reality, that is exactly what they're made for. The fact that they're marketed and promoted as these amazing muscle-building devices, that's to get more people into the gym. And this is the absolute truth. And this was first pointed out to me by my own professor, Dr. Fred Hatfield. If there's anybody who knows that, it's him. He's one of the greatest icons in the fitness industry ever. The only human being to set more world records in weightlifting in so many different weight classes. It's an unbelievable feat. And he's also known as Dr. Squat. Look him up, Dr. Squat or Dr. Fred Hatfield. He became one of my heroes, and then I got the opportunity to work with him. It was amazing. And I've learned a lot from that gentleman. And that was one of those things, was understanding the origins of the machines that you see in the gym today. And I'm going to use those machines because I definitely fit in that category. I need a little bit of physical rehab, so to speak. I'm going to try to build what little muscle I have left that can be trained. But speaking of such little muscle to be trained, so since I'm only going to be doing my lower back, my spinal erectors, that is, and possibly the muscles involved with the shoulder extension movement, which are going to involve one of my pectoralis minor muscles and my lats. I mean, that's pretty much it. Considering how little muscle that is, I'm going to chalk today up into a fat loss day. So my eating strategy is going to be purely based around fat loss. That means when it comes to fat loss, you're trying to accomplish this with your eating. You're trying to make sure that absolutely nothing, none of the carbohydrates that you eat be stored or converted into body fat. So you're going to want to eat a lot of green, leafy carbohydrates. So guess what? I'm going to be eating lots of kale, lots of spinach today. I'm going to be staying away from the processed carbohydrates. I'm also going to be staying away from the grains and the whole grains. This will probably be the first day that I supplement with any protein powder. And the only reason is I don't have things like tofu or tempeh on hand. So I'm going to go with the powder to get my protein numbers up. So that way my body can keep recovering and recuperating from those devastating muscle building workouts that I've been doing over the past few days. But I want to make sure that I don't eat in a way that stores any fat. Then when I go to the gym, I'm going to attempt those two different exercises, and I'm going to do as many as I possibly can, as many sets as I can. I will use a pyramid scheme as well. And when I say pyramid scheme, I mean a pyramid strategy. I'm going to use that as well. So a pyramid strategy, pyramiding up and then pyramiding back down once I reach my heaviest possible lifts. Then I'm also going to spend anywhere between 20 to 40 minutes on the treadmill doing, since I can barely walk, I'm going to do my very best to do a high intensity interval training cardio workout. I'll be using my MP3, my fat killer program, to be able to guide me through the intervals, which has been time tested with many participants back in the day soon after I wrote the weight loss program for the equipment company behind the show, The Biggest Loser. This is Star Trek. Back in the day, I got to create and invent my Fat Killer program and tested it out on all my real clients to figure out what are the most ideal intervals that get the greatest amount of fat and weight off of people. So I'm going to be using that too. So again, use a strategy when you are trying to get super shredded. You've got muscle building days where you're going to eat to build muscle. That means you are trying to literally create as much tissue as possible. That means you got to eat like a gorilla. You got to eat and eat and eat and eat. I was just going over my vegan muscle group right now. We've got a holiday vegan muscle building group right now because we're going to eat all this food during the holidays. Why not let that food go towards building muscle? And one gentleman who's always had trouble putting on a lot of weight, couldn't figure out why, because he works out nice and hard in the gym, he just simply doesn't eat enough. Now that I'm able to see what he's eating, because I'm having everybody post a picture gallery of everything that they eat during the day, and then that way I can tell in 2 seconds if they're eating enough or not, and then he's not eating nearly enough. You got to think about this. If you want to put on 2 to 3 pounds of muscle, you need to eat like 10 times the amount of food so that your body can convert that into real tissue. You see, your workouts do nothing more than create the environment in your body so that muscle can be made. But the food, you must supply the raw materials in a surplus for that to occur. Working out is not good enough. Again, working out, it creates the environment. It tells your body to release the hormones that create the instructions for the creation of muscle tissue. But without the raw material, which comes 100% from the food, without the proper raw materials, and that goes beyond just protein, you need a whole array of fatty acids, so you better get your fats in, and you need a whole array of vitamins and minerals, and you need a lot of carbohydrates. So that's why you're going to need high amounts of everything, carbohydrates, fat, and protein, and water to be able to pull that off. And if you're not eating, let me put it this way, if you're not building muscle rapidly, and if you're doing muscle building workouts all the time, if you're not setting personal records in the gym every single week, and I'd say if you do what we do, what I teach you in the muscle building program, my vegan muscle project, if you do what I do there, what I teach you there, you will be setting a personal record every single workout because you recover so fast. We build new tissue immediately, but you'll be eating a lot. You'll be eating a lot of food when you do that. If you're not putting on muscle every single week, then you're definitely not eating enough. And then the second thing I look at is what's going on with your workout. You might not be training hard enough either. But that's something we'd have to see with a little bit of video. So that way I can actually see how you're doing your workout, see how far you're taking yourself and how close you are actually going to failure, things like that. But anyway, I forgot what I was even talking about. Oh yeah, we're talking about muscle building. Now, fat loss. You're going to eat a fat... If you're going to do a fat loss strategy, you're going to eat nice and clean. of course. But you want to, again, make sure that you're not eating in a way that's putting on body fat. So get rid of all the processed foods. And then as far as a workout goes, well, this is how you want to work out. You want to work out in a way you burn as many calories as humanly possible. So you get as much fat burned. See, let the diet create the environment. Let the diet create the environment. When you're trying to lose body fat, you don't want to supply all the raw materials to create tissue. You want to give your body just enough, just exactly what it needs to be able to convert the food that you eat into the energy that it needs so it can do its job. And when you do that without a surplus, and that depends on the ingredients that you put in, when you do that, then you allow for fat oxidation to occur. When you combine that with exercise, the exercise will make the fatty acids released in your bloodstream be converted into energy, which turns them into carbon dioxide and water. And that's what you want. That is how you convert fat into carbon dioxide and water so that way you after a couple days, you pee the water part out, and of course the CO2, you exhale, you breathe out. That's how the fat loss process works. You could do it too. So I'm going to recommend that you do zigzag. You do up days, which is what we go over in our Metabolic Mastery Intensive Program. We design your up days and down days. You got up days. Those are muscle building days. Devote your eating and your exercise to building muscle. And then you got your down days. You're going to devote your eating and your exercise to losing body fat. And when you go back and forth between those two, you will get more muscle. You will increase your muscle mass, and you will decrease your fat tissue. You will decrease your fat mass, which means you're going to get more defined faster. You're going to look amazing. You're going to get stronger as your endurance goes up. You'll love the way you look. And here's the other part too. You ever go on a fat loss program for too long? You just get burned out. You're starving all the time. And you just kind of feel like a craving for the most ridiculous foods that are going to just get you fat again. You ever have that happen? Yeah, well, part of that is because you are starving. You are depriving yourself. Well, unfortunately, when you want to lose fat fast, I mean, all the way down to like the lowest single-digit body fat percentages, you got to kind of do that. But if you're using the zigzag strategy, you lose fat for 1 or 2 days, and then you go back to eating like a gorilla or a horse or a bear for 2 to 3 days. And guess what? By the time you finish 2 to 3 days of muscle building, eating like a muscle builder, you don't want to eat that much anymore. You'll be glad that you've got a down day coming up. It's an amazing system. And again, I'm going to give credit to my professor, the president of the International Sports Sciences Association, my very first personal training certification, Dr. Fred Hatfield. He was the one who created that. He invented that. And he got the inspiration from that by watching Tom Platz, one of the most well-known professional bodybuilders of all time. Tom Platz was always known for how incredibly ripped, shredded he would get right before his competition. I mean, bodybuilders were amazed at the amount of definition that he was able to create, how low he could get his body fat percentage, and how muscular he was able to be. And Fred kind of looked at, well, what's going on with Tom and how he's able to get those kind of results? And that's when he figured it out. See, Tom figured this out. Tom didn't even quite understand the science as well as Fred does. Fred's got his PhD, and he's got his research laboratory and all that stuff. And working with Tom, he figured it out. Tom was zigzagging, and thus was born carb cycling. Pretty cool, huh? Pretty cool. Actually, carb cycling was discovered way before that even. It was back in the early 1900s when there was a study done with German workers. I don't know if you know the history of this or the study that was done on this. And believe it or not, it had nothing to do with trying to get ripped or shredded. But it was the first study that showed the effects of, I guess you could say, cycling your carbohydrates. So way back then, I think this is the early 1900s, these German... No, they weren't German. They were Russian. No, shoot. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's either German or Russian. I guess it doesn't even matter. But what was going on was they wanted to figure out what is the proper amount of food to give to a worker in order to increase work capacity. They wanted to maximize their work productivity, their physical labor productivity. And one group, they fed them all the same the same number of calories. And one group, they fed just protein. Another group, they fed just fat. And the other group, they fed just carbohydrates. And this is what happened. So after several weeks, they measured their work output. And the group that were fed just carbohydrates, they had the highest productivity. It makes sense. Carbohydrates are their direct source of energy. That's what your body uses to be able to move. And then the fat and the protein group, they didn't do so well. But this is what was interesting. So after the study was over, everybody went back to the normal diet, which in this country, either Germany or Russia, there's a lot of carbohydrates involved. A lot of carbohydrates were in the diet. And then what happened was the protein and the fat group, those guys, their productivity shot through the roof. Though their productivity suddenly exceeded the best productivity of the all carbohydrate group. And that was the first time it was discovered that, whoa, there's something interesting going on with depriving someone of carbs and then giving it back to them. And that was where the term supercompensation was created. So what happened was these folks, all of the people in the study, their glycogen stores, they supercompensated. Their bodies stored more carbohydrates than they normally would store because there was some deprivation. And that turned into a pre-competition bodybuilding technique where they call it carb loading. Cool little history fun fact for you. Anyway, that's all I got for right now. I'm going to create a podcast later on today. I got one more thing. I want to acknowledge everybody who gave me love. I just put out a cool video, this little 41-day results video. This was back almost a year ago when I did one previous to that, I did a pure 28-day vegan muscle body transformation, just building as much muscle as possible on 3 meals a day using 4 basic exercises. And that's when I gained 10 pounds over 28 days. And I just decided to keep going because I was loving how quickly I was building mass and how quickly I was building strength too. I just kind of got addicted to it. So I extended it. I went all the way past 28 days. I think I did all. I stopped filming at day 46 just because it was a complete hassle for me to set up the camera before each and every set and then get back and spend 2 hours editing the video and uploading all that stuff. So for those of you who are like, well, why'd you stop at day 46? That's why. It's really time consuming. My workouts take 30 minutes longer because I've got to press the record button and set up the camera every single time and make sure as few people are in the shot as possible. You know, it's a logistical issue. That's why I stopped. But I didn't actually stop working out. It was just much more convenient for me to work out without hauling the camera equipment with me and then having to edit the video. But anyway, I created a little results time-lapse video going from day one all the way to day 41. So you can check it out. I got it on the website. Go to veganbodyrevolution.com. Should be right there. If you're listening to this podcast way after I recorded this, again, it's December 5th today, the day of the recording, then just simply do a little search for 41 day and you'll be able to find it. No problem. I've also got it on YouTube and I put it up on our Facebook page. And by the way, if you haven't, we've got an amazing conversation going on as well as tons of content. I put the most content on our Facebook fan page because it's the easiest. I don't have to go through the process of creating an entire blog post every time I want to put something up. And plus, I do it from my mobile phone most of the time too. But I've got recipes up there. I've got workout tips. I got videos. I got everything up there. So I'm going to encourage you to go too. The easiest way to do it, just go to veganbodyrevolution.com and you'll see on the right-hand side, you'll see our like box and just click the like, check out the page, give me your thoughts. You got any comments or questions about anything at all, our programs, you just ask right there. I'll be sure to get back to you as quickly as I can, usually within 24 hours. And also, if you want to send me an email, just go to veganbodyrevolution.com, click on the Contact Us tab on the upper navigation, and you'll see the contact screen right there, the little contact form. You can send me an email that way. I'll always get back to you as well. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Thomas Tadlock of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.